Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening, and we've got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart.
A lot going on, but it doesn't seem like anything's going on. It's kind of a contradiction in terms, but there's a lot of stuff happening around, and I wanted to start. Well, Larry, what do you have you want to start with?
Oh, let's see. I was trying to think real quick here, see what my notes said. Something really, really interesting, and I just thought I'd bring it up, is I finally got my hands on a DVD of The Tomorrow War, and I watched that, and it's kind of like Klaus Dohna says, the more you dig, the more questions you have. So I had to think a little bit on those hybrids that I observed, that hybrid race, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what's interesting. Dr. Michael Sala, Exopolitics,
yep.
He reported, he said, Gene Roddenberry's Star Trek, the creation of the mysterious ET group called the Council of Nine, and Star Trek Future, said, indicates more information on meeting in Jupiter's moon Ganymede, where the Council of Nine met with the Intergalactic Federation, and information seems to indicate that these are the Tall Whites, and said, we've crossed the bridge now. I don't know if that means to the bridge on the arrival or the a bridge on the ETs or the UFOs disclosure, or I don't know where that goes, but there's been some kind of a bridge crossed, I think, with humanity.
Well, of course, the lead, Satan's Fallen Angels lead, people have been here for quite a while, and I believe we've been working with them right along, and they're probably the ones, the fallen ones, are probably the ones that developed the Stargate, and I believe it was Michael Sala who ran a whole bunch of really interesting articles on when we went into Iraq, and we went in there primarily from what he could gather, and we do have some pictures of U.S. troops going in and collecting stuff. Remember that back in when we invaded Iraq, and they were in there looking for this advanced ancient technology. And
yeah, I remember
that,
because
they went in.
They went in down under the ziggurat, the ancient ziggurat, and or Tower of Babel, if you will, and obtained a lot of stuff. And at that time, I had some people that were telling some secrets and even sent me images of the where they were putting a lot of this stuff into, loading them into carriers and hauling them off. But their information was that our troops were over there, but Blackwater, or in other words, paid mercenary groups, private groups, were the ones that was obtaining this and moving it off somewhere else.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody, not everybody, because a lot of people don't watch movies, but they had a movie called Stargate. And in that movie, I think there were a lot of clues, because it starts out in Egypt with this young girl, and I think it was her dad or grandpa that was one of the lead archaeologists, and they discovered the Stargate. And then the scene switches over to a fellow named Daniel. And, of course, as you know, Daniel is kind of a code breaker. And in the movie, it is Daniel that breaks the code of the Stargate. Very, very interesting. And I believe we probably have developed some sort of teleportation devices. And in fact, I'm quite positive we have. And because when I was flying for the General Electric Company, and that was years ago, I hate to say how old I am now, but that was many, many years ago. And one of their chief scientists, who happened to be riding in the jump seat, talked about teleportation and that they had developed partial teleportation. And we're working on it. So it doesn't surprise me at all that now we can teleport to a degree, and what you read out there is generally not what's really going on, that our technology is far, far advanced, much of which probably came from the fallen angels, and the Babylon the Great, how do I word this, they have hooked up with fallen angels that they believe are extraterrestrials. The Bible warns us about these people who claim they come from other planets, but in reality, they're dimensional jumpers. They are also shape shifters. The Book of Enoch gets into that at length. The Native Americans call them the Star People or the Star Nation People. It's fascinating stuff. People just roll their eyes when you hear about this kind of stuff. But hey, when I was flying professionally, we saw things that could not be explained by modern technology. And in our flight manuals, we had a whole section on reporting unidentified flying objects. And as I've said before, almost all the flight crews that I ever met refused to report any of it. It was bad for your advancement, let's put it that way. And it might even result in your dismissal, because even today, I don't think the vast majority of people actually believe in UFOs, aliens, and the arrival. And they're going to believe it, like Noai says in her book, from Mary Summer Rain, she says they're going to have to believe. It's the way she words it. They're going to see with their own eyes, and they have to believe. And I really do believe all of this stuff, and what they're digging up in Antarctica is just another valid proof of humanity hasn't been alone for a long, long time. In fact, from Adam and Eve on, they have not been alone. And we've had a lot of visitors, and to deny it is really to deny, how do I word this, Larry? It's to deny millions of people seeing something very strange. And it doesn't matter if it's a wolf man, if it's Bigfoot, or whatever it is. You can't evidently, with most of humanity, go beyond the five senses, and they will not admit to anything beyond that. It's like going to a movie, a sci-fi movie, which, by the way, is how the rich men of the earth telegraph what they're going to do next. And it's just fascinating to me that people cannot accept anything beyond what they can see or hear, feel, or whatever. And you had a friend, an acquaintance, I guess, who even saw a UFO land, I guess, or he found it in the woods. I got a picture of it. You sent it to me. We interviewed him right here on Night Shadows. And for the most part, people, just because they haven't seen one, well, they just don't exist. Folks, you have no idea how far advanced the hidden technology really is. What would you comment on that, Larry? I think Dr. Salad's right.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, you know, I it's odd how we think we're advanced today because, you know, you can pick up a cell phone and find the internet, or you can store pictures on it and share pictures, and you can leave messages or write text or write your notes into your phone. And you know what? We think we are so far advanced. But ironically, and of course nobody believes it, you know, the what they called, I guess you could say, the golden mirror, if you will, that was found in a sealed box inside, embedded in coal in a coal mine in Russia that they brought over to America, and a frequency finally turned that on. And guess what? There were pictures of people back before the, apparently before the flood, according to the data. You know, it looked like an iPhone almost. You know, I posted a picture, believe it or not. You know, it's on the internet. And you know, people just, I don't know, you can't hardly make it up. You know, all this stuff, it just all links together.
Yes, it does. And when I was flying, we saw some things that were just totally unexplainable. And some of it is ours. If we were flying down around the Area 51 area and whatnot, you'd see some really strange stuff way, way above you, and you could call air traffic control and say, hey, you got any traffic? And there'd be a pause, and then they say, nope, we don't have anything, and you could see the stuff up above. And, of course, they had it, but they can't tell you they've got it. This is advanced technology. So when they talk about the TR-3Bs, of which there are various types depending on what their mission is, they're telling the truth. And people poo-poo that even now. When we've got pictures. I have pictures of a TR-3B being hoisted by a crane because something had happened, and I don't know if it crashed and it was recovered. But you can see that it clearly is a TR-3B. Then there's another picture of one on an aircraft carrier, and people have spotted them all over the place. We have video from all kinds of people about unexplained objects. And the question you have to ask yourself if you see something like that, is it ours? Is it theirs? Or is it Memorex? In other words, is it from the Project Bluebeam projection, of which, by the way, Project Bluebeam projections are all over the world now. And people have absolutely validated it, that it is Project Bluebeam material and holographic and whatnot. And in fact, if you really want to get into it, technical debate, that back in 9/11, they said that a airliner hit the Pentagon, big airliner. No, it didn't. No airliner hit the Pentagon. It was a missile. What the people saw was a holographic image, of which they are very far advanced now. And projecting things, you think they're real. You think they are absolutely real. They aren't. Anyway, we could go on and on for hours about the advanced technology that is now out there, and it is going to fool people. It's all part of the strong delusion. And God allows all this to happen because they have rejected his son. And so now, because they have rejected his son, they have to go into a delusion that is so strong, it will be so effectual that it damns everyone who embraces it. You can find that in Thessalonians. And it's connected directly to the arrival. And when Dr. Salah presents all this, now, as far as I can see, he's a New Ager. He doesn't believe what the Bible has to say, which is a tragic mistake. But this is what they're laying the groundwork. folks, they've been laying the groundwork for a long, long time about all of this. The Bible tells you everything that's happening right now, right in front of your face, what's being done. And it's just amazing how people, as we get closer and closer, are rejecting the Bible basically totally out of hand. It's just a book of old mythology, an old wives' tale. It has no validity at all. Well, everything science has now proved, the Bible told us about 2,500 years ago, way back in Genesis. And they're just proving it. But they cannot admit that they're proving what the Bible says. They can't do that. So anyway, what else you got, Larry? That's kind of interesting. That satellite
I was really thinking.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was. You asked me what else I had, and before I go there, though, I wanted to comment on some of your, what you were talking about, because Michael Sala also brought, you know, revealed a lot of information on the 20 and back program, which Barry Rothman's Torah codes, and this was embedded in the Torah now. These Torah codes indicate and validate the 20 and back program and name it as such on there. And oddly enough, too, you talked about the TR-3Bs and photos. Way back, some years ago, Tom Horn sent me some images of Mars. I think it was about the time you were working on, you know, your Project Red Star. And anyway, what's interesting is one of them clearly shows a triangular craft on Mars. And guess what? Right after he did that, his house burnt to the ground and almost burnt them up in it. He lost all of that stuff, and he never commented again, or never would comment again anymore on that. But he sent them to me. And I wanted to say this really interesting here. What we're talking about, Michael Sala, I don't suppose he's a Democrat. If he is, he's not woke. Listen to his headline here. He had to come back down to earth, though, for this. He says, I'm now moving from Hawaii, and he loved that Hawaiian paradise, by the way, but Sala says he's moving from Hawaii for a new place in Tennessee. Update. And the reason for the move is Hawaii has gone woke, and COVID rules and mandates to daily live by. Hawaii is under the democratic rule and great discrimination at the hesitancy of anyone that is hesitant of the COVID mandates or the ordered vaccine. Says 90% of Hawaii now vaccinated. And he says the writing is on the wall now. And it, this is really interesting. I'd like your opinion on this. He drops a quote here. Listen to this. He says, the dragon's draconian regime in control.
Yep, the great red dragon. Isn't it interesting? In the book of Revelation, we had the star sign, and right after the star sign, a great red dragon appears. And on Earth, the great red dragon, obviously, is China. And China is UN. And UN is China. And China is the model for the New World Order. It's draconian. It's violent. And people just can't even believe some of the reports that come out of China about what they're doing to people and how they do it. It's amazing. I don't know, Larry. We're closer than anybody realizes to some big things taking place. And I believe probably one of the other reasons he might be leaving without saying that is the volcanic activity that's developing. And by the way, folks, volcanic activity is developing all over the world. We'll get to La Palma. But I wanted to read, this is a game, but it's not a game. It's a video game that was first revealed in 2007. I posted a blog on this. Depicts a grim scenario in which the powers that be detonate nuclear bombs and fissures located deep within the Combrevieja volcano ridge there in La Palma. Anyway, So I went into this game and I grabbed some of the comments from the pictures as they go through the game. So this is what they say. This is quoting direct from the game released back in 2007, and then there was a sequel. So I'm doing both. By placing several bombs in carefully calculated spots, we can use thermonuclear explosions to heat the water so that it will evaporate instantaneously, says an evil-sounding voice narrating the animation. If you've paid attention in your physics classes, you would know that such evaporation of water would create sufficient pressure to shatter the volcano's brittle slope and send it crashing into the sea. Then he says, New York will disappear in an apocalyptic flood, taking with it the self-proclaimed rulers of the world who are currently squabbling in blind incompetence at UN headquarters. The resulting vacuum of power will be filled by our followers, some of them who have been biding their time in key positions for decades. Then it switches over. It says, don't you see, this is the ruler, don't you see, those who hold power in this world are leading us to our doom day by day. But now we have a chance of seizing this evil by the root, wiping it out once and for all. The resulting vacuum of power will be filled by our followers, some of whom have been biding their time in key positions for decades. They will take control and lead humanity to a new golden age. They will turn to God, Antichrist, actually, for we are the ones who saw the catastrophe coming and who know how to avert any further disasters. And the ending is, it does not befit the sheep to question the will of the shepherd, who, of course, at that time will be Antichrist. Total obedience. Total obedience. So this is, I don't know if this is true, but go read the blog, look at all the pictures of the depictions of New York City being wiped out by a flood. And anyway, we'll just have to wait and see how it all works out. But just warning to the wise, if we have such a disaster, it will come before the rise of the evil one. It will be the trigger. And meanwhile, while they're doing that, of course, they are mandating more and more jabs to prevent Charlie Victor, of course, which is a total lie, because Charlie Victor was never isolated. You cannot test for something you have not isolated. And some of these scientists and doctors have gone around the world to all the nation's health people and said, have you isolated this Charlie Victor? And they said, no. Well, if you can't isolate it, how can you test for it? How can you make a valid test if you have not isolated it? And the answer is, you cannot. So, if you go on to, I think it's WHO or CDC or whatever, and look up what Charlie Victor is, it says common cold. Now, we're going to get into this a little bit later. So, all of this is basically, I don't know what would you call it, Larry. It just seems to be such a farce and a fraud perpetrated on the people of the world by propaganda And they've done an excellent job at a witchcraft spell, just like the Book of Revelation said they would. And by the way, folks, Book of Revelation points out the medical profession, pharmakia. It's all about the medical profession, how they have seized power. Who voted for Fauci, for example? I don't recall anybody voting him into power. Where did he get his power from? Where did the CDC, for an example, get the power? Who gave them the power? Nobody. They just seized the power. And it's just amazing what's going on. What do you think, Larry? That ties right back into Barry Rothman and his Torah codes about this jab. It's called poison. And the fallen ones are involved in it. So there you go.
Yeah, that's very, very interesting. And I think Hal Turner's got some headlines tonight on that.
Yeah.
Maybe the source.
Yes. I want to read U.S. Code 50, U.S. Code 1520A, Restrictions on Use of Human Subjects for Testing of Chemical or Biological Agents. And I'm going to pick up exceptions. This is how they do it. The prohibition in subsection A does not apply to a test or experiment carried out for any of the following purposes. I'm only going to pick up one. They got a number of them. Any peaceful purpose that is related to a medical, therapeutic, pharmaceutical, agricultural, industrial, or research activity. So there you go. They can use the jab on anybody they want. Now, here's another. This comes from what Larry was talking about, and says, irrefutable proof has emerged that the U.S. Congress knew Charlie Victor Alpha 9 outbreak would happen before it happened. They changed the legal definition of, I'm not going to use the word because it gets us into trouble, the jab, in December of 2019. To thus allow the mRNA jab. They made this change before the disease outbreak even began in China. And he goes on to say, the only reason to change the definition of the jab was to accommodate the new untested mRNA gene therapies that would be used to immunize against Charlie Victor Alpha 9. No such jab ever existed before. The only way Congress could know to change the definition of jab is if they knew a new outbreak was coming, for which they would be using a new jab, which under the old definition did not qualify. Look, our Congress has turned against the American people. And as only, and the Bible says so. The Bible says you are being, they're committing high treason, basically. And the Lord is not well pleased with what they're doing. You have to understand that the demise of Babylon the Great, a.k.a. America, is because of what they are doing in the big cities now. The people are mad upon their idols. Nobody's paying much attention to any of this. And it's coming down hard, really hard. On American people. They're going to lose their children. I've got some headlines here about what's really going on. It's amazing. People are digging this stuff up, but it doesn't seem to stop people from questioning. You know, you would think people would actually question some of this, but they don't seem to. When they go to the store, they're very careful, or most people are, about what they're going to put on their grocery cart to take home to eat. Well, then why wouldn't you be just as careful as to what they're going to stick in your body by a needle? You would think you would be asking more questions than that, but that's not evidently happening. Larry, what else you got you want to bring up?
Well, I was going to comment what you were talking about there. You would think when you look at the ingredients that they should have on these jabs, and the paperwork is blank, you would think that would be a clue. But I'll tell you what, you know, it'll probably never happen, but I would have to say that, you know, if they ever put up a tombstone for America, it can just say on it, America, dead from pure stupidity.
Yeah. Yep. But they think they're right. There's an old saying, it deals with automobile accident, but you can change it over. Here lies the body of the USA, who died maintaining its right of way. It was right, dead right, as it sped along, but it's just as dead as if it were wrong. So this is where we're at. Mighty Babylon speeds along, being the world ruler and the hammer of the whole earth. And as the Bible says in the book of Isaiah, they know not their end. They refuse to acknowledge their end, which is total and complete destruction. And America's going down, and you're watching it right under your nose as America is going to be divided into different sections. And Larry's been following that. What's going on with this great land breakup or USA breakup?
Well, we're getting a lot of data here and there and everywhere. Actually, you know, oddly enough, if people's watching mainstream news or the Communist News Network or the propaganda of mass media, you don't know a thing about it. However, there's something going on with some of the southern states. And by the way, Dr. Michael Sala, when he wrote, you know, his blog post and all, he indicated that he was warning all the American people to move out of the Democratic-controlled states. He said, get away from all of them, and if you're in them in the north, go south. If you're on the northeast or the, you know, California area, get out of there. He has decided it's going to get a lot worse, and I think he's preparing for this breakup. It's probably common knowledge, even though it's a prophecy, if you will, from Anton Johansson from years and years ago. It's beginning to come to pass. And what they're not telling you about Texas is, and the fact of that, is that Texas Abbott has sheriffs with their own militias now, militia members operating under the sheriffs, and he has Texas state troopers. He's got, you know, the other law enforcement, Texas Rangers. He's got Texas National Guard. He's got volunteers all down on that border region where the illegals were coming through, and they've thrown up you can't call it a wall. It's involving fencing, you know, like chain link fencing and barbed wire and razor wire and boxes of huge different. It's a barrier. They've thrown up a massive barrier, and oddly enough, and you're not hearing it in the news, but they're defying the federal government, because anybody that breaks through or comes through that barrier is arrested. They're arresting them, and you're not hearing that in the news. You're not hearing about it anywhere, basically. But oddly enough, now it seems like all the caravans are being rediverted, and they're headed for Arizona and California, so they're going to begin to come in and infiltrate into those regions. But now, the southern states, you know, I've been telling you all along, I've been getting intel that they were talking. In other words, having discussions, the governors were, and they know where this is going. Now, listen to this headline, because I find it really interesting, and it's out of Oklahoma, by the way. And I'd like your opinion of what this means. It says, this is Oklahoma Newsbreak. I posted it on my blog today. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt returns to Oklahoma from a trip to Mexico. He reports discussions on new plans to open a Mexican consulate in Oklahoma City and is busy strengthening economic partnerships abroad. Stuart, if you read that wordage, it sounds like we're getting ready to go it alone. Some of these states, and they're getting literal. They would have the ability to operate no matter what state it was, with the Mexican government, maybe with other governments, to obtain foodstuffs and whatever they need, you know. And it's not going to come from, I guess you could say, the West or the East or some of the North.
Well, it seems to me that's secessionist talk, rhetoric. They're breaking out of the Union, and they're forming their own little groups, just like Johansson said. And I know there were some Russian scientists who analyzed what was going on in America, and they concluded that the United States would break up into four or five different regions. And what is the U.S. military or anybody else really going to do about it? Do we have an internal military-to-military war going on, leader against or ruler against ruler? And, folks, the border, it is God himself who is opening the border. He says so right there in the prophecies of Jeremiah. I will fill thee with men as caterpillars, that they will come into your land. And at the signal, they will rise up to destroy from within, and America will be attacked from without. In other words, it's the perfect setup. Why would God do that? Well, because we had all the blessings of the Lord, Deuteronomy 28. We gave the Lord the finger a long time ago, and he's had enough of it. Now we have inherited most of the curses. There's only a few curses left that we have not yet happened, and one of them is the total destruction of the United States, and there is no repentance in America. So what we're watching is really the takedown of America. First of all, dividing it up, ruler against ruler. It's probably the different areas may even fight each other. Who knows? Larry and I warned about this ruler against ruler, I don't know for how many years, and neither one of us really believed how high that would get. I mean, we have authority against authority all over the place now. And it's just, it's part of the prophecies of Jeremiah. And the end result is total disaster. You're not going to change it. You can't change it. Prophecy, Jesus said, has to be fulfilled to the exact letter. So all you can do is brace yourself. I personally believe that America is beyond repair. In fact, Jeremiah says so. We would have healed mighty Babylon, but she would not. And we've had plenty of time to be healed, and every time we have rejected it. And so I don't know what people think is going to come next, but a disaster. And the fact that this Charlie Victor jab is now killing people left and right, and although they totally deny it, all you got to do is go on to their own reporting system they admit it themselves that you have to multiply those numbers by 99. And when you do that, now you know why nobody's showing up for jobs. Jobs are going begging. Right here in Menominee, just about every other door you find a sign, help wanted, help wanted. We're in full college here at Stout University, and those jobs are going begging. Why? Good question people should ask. Anyway, what else you got, Larry? That's fascinating stuff.
Well, I was going to comment also, not mainstream media, but a lot of the alternative news groups are all reporting, and it's coming from all over the country, that the hospitals literally are loaded with people, but they're all the jabbed people.
Yes. Yep. They're giving them something when they are, you know, and you got to understand, folks, that the rich men of the earth are in the process of a massive humanity culling operation. As to the reasons why they're doing it, maybe because they know, like Janet Napolitano said when she resigned years ago, she said major disasters are coming to the United States. So they may know that the United States is targeted. And who knows, maybe La Palma is going to be the thing used. But if it doesn't work the way the rich men want it to work, they'll come up with something else. They're not going to quit. They want you dead. They want your children dead. They want your grandparents dead. And it's just too bad people can't figure that one out. But that's exactly what's going on. Why else, then, would you do everything and command the American people and the people of the world, for that matter, to do everything that lowers their immune system? Why would you try to stop known drugs that would help you? Why would you social distance people and isolate them? Well, all because all of that produces stress. Stress produces a lower immune system. I can't fathom why people cannot any longer connect the dots. Gee, we can prove masks basically are worthless, actually worse than worthless, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And yet everybody obediently, I mean, if Fauci came out today and said, okay, everybody in USA has to mask up again, they don't, most of them would do it. It's amazing how this thing has worked. And it's going to have ramifications down the road. Here's a headline, Larry. U.S. Airlines staff could end up on the street for refusing jabs, a pilot tells RT News. The Department of Labor, Occupational Health and Safety Administration, OSHA, on Thursday revealed the details of the Biden administration's controversial jab order for private companies. The order, which OSHA is considering making permanent, which of course it's going to be permanent, requires all companies with more than 100 staff to force their employees to get jabbed by early January or submit to regular testing and to masking. How do you test for something that nobody knows what it is? You can't. Okay, another one. However, federal contractors, including airline staff, will have to be jabbed by early December to comply with a separate Biden administration mandate. Okay, and then we got pilots walking off the job. We've got air traffic controllers walking off the job. We've got truckers walking off the job. We have Amtrak people walking off the job. This is all deliberate. They knew this was going to happen. Now, if you go to any grocery store, for a while up here, we were basically untouched. Not anymore. Went into a grocery store the other day, and usually well-stocked, there were empty areas and produce. not good at all. You had to really pick through it to find anything worthy to take home. All of this they knew about. Congress knew all about this as well. We have a whole bunch of people in Washington, D.C. that are committing high treason. Meanwhile, they walk around pretending they're your friend and your representative. They are not. They aren't doing anything. It's like, you know, NDAA and FEMA camps. Have any of them been deactivated or shut down? To the contrary, no. They know that the American people have been dumbed down to the point where they will accept just about anything. However, here's another one. Dem governor signs executive order to turn away unjabbed from hospitals and prioritize treatment to jab patients. In other words, if you get sick and you are unjabbed, tooties for you. The medical profession has gone utterly, completely corrupt, just as our government has gone utterly and completely corrupt. And what that means is they're going to rise up, and they're going to become very draconian, and they're going to try and force all kinds of things. This is what governments do when people begin to challenge them. Governments never will give up their power, ever. They just don't. And so America has to go down. And that's why Jesus Christ came here, because there is no other escape. There is no escape out of this. You're going down, and you can either go down born again or you can go down not. Either way, doesn't matter. It's coming. And it's just too bad to watch. What else do you want to talk about, Larry?
Well, it's really interesting. You mentioned Fossey a while ago, and of course, I was watching America's News this morning, and, you know, Peter Navarro was on with Steve Bannon and talked about his book coming out. Well, it's already out. It came out November the 2nd, actually, and it's an expose. And anyway, he said that as soon as people read his book, that you could stick a fork in Fossey because he's done, well done. So it's a real expose. You know, I don't know why the American people can't figure out. You know, if you didn't even know hardly anything about it, you could figure out it came from Wuhan. That's not really hard to figure that one out. That's China, of course. But it's going to be hard to really blame China, because when you look at the real evidence, Fauci and the CDC and the NIH and our own government did it. And, yep. And this is what's so interesting. Hal Turner was saying, our government did it to us.
Yes.
Well, how do you argue with that? You know, you can already see the evidence out there. It's clear our government produced it and did it to us through China.
Yes. Well, like China just said, you know, we want you dead. The Chinese general 4 years ago gave a speech. He said, well, it'd be a terrible thing to have to kill off 250 Americans, but you know what? We need the land. We need the food. We need to expand. And everybody goes, ha, 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 ha. Well, he was an idiot. No, he wasn't. He meant exactly what he said. They're going to use biological warfare to kill off as many Americans as they can kill. And our military is going along with it, by the way. Otherwise, why would you insist that your military of all branches, Coast Guard, Navy, et cetera, why would you insist they take this when they know perfectly well what the death rate is? They know perfectly well what the maiming number is. And yet they're forcing it. Well, it's either absolute stupidity, which it could well be, or it's treason. It's one or the other. Because these people running the military – aren't stupid people. They're very intelligent people. So either they don't realize what it is they're involved in, or they know perfectly well what they're involved in. And I guess we will never know. And here's another thing that our dear Congress is looking at, our good comrades down there in Washington. Codex Alimentarius coming to America. The natural health industry is under attack. Now, Codex was introduced in the European Union. And for people who are not aware of what Codex is, you don't even get a vitamin C tablet without getting a doctor's prescription. Vitamin D3, vitamin E, any of those, or any of the other things that these natural people or natural health industry have out there. Listen to this. The natural health industry is under attack. Is the clock ticking on natural supplements? You've seen all of these reports done by Big Pharma about how vitamin C is worthless, vitamin E is worthless, vitamin D3 is worthless. Big Pharma is the biggest enemy we have ever faced in the United States of America. They are the biggest enemy. They are merciless, cruel, inhumane. They have no conscience. It's ugly, satanic to its core. And I believe they're totally controlled by Satan just because the Bible says that's what they're controlled by. Anyway, this article is not intended to spread fear, but rather to keep you informed about what could potentially be a crippling blow to the natural supplement industry. That's why I've warned people before, stock up. Over the past few months, we have learned and are continuing to monitor that the FDA, Federal Death Administration, could be preparing to unleash an anti-supplement act targeted towards the natural supplement industry. Well, now, why would they do that? Why would they do that? Well, it's because they know the supplements actually work to keep you healthy. In fact, they have found out that Charlie Victor is held off by vitamin D3. Lots of studies on that. Vitamin C, et cetera, et cetera. Well, we can't have that. We want you dead. We don't want you healthy. Every time you watch Biden speak, you're not watching Biden speak. You're watching a demon speak through him, probably the prince of all the demons. We know who he is. Here's another one, Larry. Already being done, I put in this headline, InfoWars reveals UN plan to jab children without parental consent. Well, I read what he had posted, and that actually is what it says, even though the UN has now jumped all over this and said, that's not true, that's not true. Well, yes, it is, because they've already done it. Oh, gee, we made a mistake when a parent objects. We didn't really mean to do that. Yeah, sure, they didn't. You have even our educational system has been overtaken by the communists. The biggest union that represents our teachers openly stated they were communists. And that was 20 years ago. Doesn't seem to matter at all to people anymore. They're just twiddling their thumbs. Oh, little Johnny, go to school now. And little Johnny goes to school, comes back with a little note saying he was jabbed. And little Johnny then a week later dies. Oh, well, I guess that we shouldn't have allowed that. Folks, if you send your children into these public facilities, you don't love your kids. You cannot love your kids and send them to anything that's going on in our public school system. It's nothing but a communist propaganda education. There is no real education anymore. And I know, because when I went to school, it was totally different. You pledged allegiance to the American flag. You said the Lord's Prayer and all that sort of thing. And you were taught reading, writing, and arithmetic. You weren't taught all this propaganda at all, ever. And they've infiltrated, which they said they were going to do. The communists said, give us one generation of your children, and we've got it in the bag. Well, they do. They weren't lying. They were telling you the truth. God always tells you the truth, which is why our governments around the world hate the scriptures and why the rise of anti-Christian behavior in our governments. They hate the truth. They have embraced Satan. Satan is their God, and they think they're going to be fine under him. I got news for them. They're going into eternal ruin, all of them. Doesn't matter. They can either repent or perish. Jesus Christ came here. He told us the real truth of everything that's going on this planet. And the only reason the people don't know it is they're so apostate, they don't even read the Bible anymore, let alone repent or any of that other stuff. Anyway, what do you think about La Palma, Larry? Doesn't sound good to me.
Well, we keep watching it, and then I guess last night, you know, a second eruption started separate from the main cone, and then now, according to House information, a third eruption about 3 or 4 miles from the main cone has started. It sounds like the whole island's lighting up, but oddly enough, Volcano Discovery just sent me a post a while ago on it was a text message that even though the earthquake activity seems slower, that the what they're calling the deformation or the buildup or the rise in the ground is really increasing, and they're very concerned about that.
Yeah, it says here, fears island may explode. Serious ground deformation, large areas of the northern La Palma Island. Most of this is taking place, folks, as you know, to the southern region. But that's not true anymore. And they are talking about massive land rising, which means magma is moving up and pushing all of it. And now they've had a third volcano, I guess, form, or it's not a fissure. I guess these are old volcanic areas in the island, and a third eruption has begun on La Palma. So this is all fascinating in view of everything that the occult has laid out before us, even in the movies. The target was the East Coast, and especially New York, Washington area in a lot of these movies, like 2012, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know, Larry, what do you think? I think it's going to go myself. I just don't know when.
Well, there's a lot of speculation, and, of course, you don't even have to speculate if you read mainstream media because you don't even know it's a volcano. So there you go.
No. They're not talking about earthquakes or anything. I mean, mainstream media is worthless. It's entertaining, I suppose, if one wants to be lied to, which evidently mainstream media, the American public evidently love mainstream media and the sweet nothings that they're told, whispering in their ear. It's just amazing what's really, really going on. Speaking about La Palma, what's going on with the sun? You've been following that. That is getting very active.
Yeah, we've had a run of about 3 days, 3 days and nights, I guess you could say, of geomagnetic storms that have really been anomalous, unpredicted. They didn't expect it, and they were not able to predict them particularly. And so we're seeing that really all over the planet. We've been having these storms going on. But this has been going on for months, Stuart. It seems like for months the activity of the sun has been, as they call it, unpredictable. So
yep,
it seems
anomalous.
we're in a different phase now, and oddly enough, and you know, even when they tell you the satellites have picked up something, you know, and you ask me, well, what is it? You don't get all the details.
Yes, and in fact, I think you know, Cliff High with the bots said that the unknown energies from space is how he worded it. Unknown energies from space. Well, I thought we knew all about these things that are coming, and now they're finding out, no, there are things here we don't understand at all. And we're going to see a whole lot more of that, folks, and we're going to see things that you just wouldn't believe as we approach the pole shift and all of that, as mentioned in Isaiah. It's just, it's amazing. And thousands, here's another headline about Charlie Victor. Thousands are reporting developing abnormal tumors following the jab. And here's just a little example. A 63-year-old, previously healthy, Michigan man developed a 7-centimeter tumor growth after receiving Johnson & Johnson's jab, which caused him to go into respiratory failure, life-threatening cardiogenic shock, where his heart was unable to pump enough blood to his vital organs. On and on and on they go. And as I told you before, their system of reporting admits that the reports are less than 1% of what's going on. And I think it's all tied together. And here's another headline that switches horses. Massive energy and power crunch coming soon as U.S. coal producers have already sold their coal inventories for 2022. And there are other headlines about a massive, massive shortage of propane, natural gas, et cetera, et cetera. And rolling blackouts most likely to occur midwinter. Now, up here in the north, that can mean 20, 30 below zero weather. How long are people going to be able to live without power? Because remember, when your power goes out, your furnaces go off. Most people do not have fireplaces or enough wood to burn to keep them comfortable. Anyway, so what do you do, folks? It's just, they mean to do us in, and they're doing it because people are not stopping it. And I don't believe from prophecy that the people are going to stop it. Anyway, I wanted to switch over to something I wanted to talk about because of what's going on in the sun and what the sun's energy does to the core of Earth and the inbound destroyer. So I did a report. I think it's posted for free. It's called Earth Whispers. Special Report, Cosmic Forces and Earth Changes. And I issued this some time ago, but I just want to read some of the stuff that as we were researching all of this, what we found out. So I'm going to start with this. Ancient wisdom or ancient foolishness. And Larry, break in anywhere you want. Oh, Solon, Solon, your Greeks are but children. There is no old doctrine handed down among you by ancient traditions or any science, which is hoary with age. And I will tell you the reason behind this. There have been and will be again many destructions of mankind out of many causes, the greatest having been brought about by earth fire and inundation. Flooding. Not interesting. What did the Lord say through Peter? This time we're going to be done in by fire. The sun is acting up. Larry, you remember Dr. Doom and the kill shot. I mean, amazing. And we've seen a few of that, right? Where it's shot off 3 or 4, 5, 8 series, boom, 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 boom. And we usually don't see that.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A lot of the sun, solar flares and CMEs that come off the sun lately are unpredicted. There's not even a prediction that they're going to happen. And, you know, and literally this last series of Class M's and what that X, that could have really been bad if it had done it a little bit different. But we're just not prepared. And from what I can tell, we're becoming less prepared by the day, not better prepared.
Yeah, we're doing I'm sure the military's done a lot to harden their stuff, but as far as the masses of the people, no, they're the guinea pigs. And here's some from what I did. There appear to be two primary forces, or actually three, or a combination. So there's two, and then you combine them. Gravity, cosmic shock waves from either a nearby supernova explosion, which could be the sun, a mini nova, which the Bible and the book of Isaiah speaks about. We're going to experience a supernova. And it says, in the days that the Lord heals the breach of his people, Israel. So that's in Daniel's 70th week, probably towards the end. Anyway, gravity, cosmic shockwaves from a nearby supernova or from a shockwave from the Milky Way core, as the Mayans claim. Number two, large space object that comes by the solar system and its gravitational forces are of such a magnitude that they cause major Earth changes to occur, or a combination of the above. Now, a lot of people mock the destroyer. Larry, a long time ago, didn't you see the destroyer in a vision? I remember.
No, it wasn't a vision. It wasn't a vision. It was a literal experience. I was taken in my spirit body by the Lord out there and shown it up close, really, really up close. And it was far, at that time, it was very far on the other side of the sun because I passed our sun going there and the planets. And, yeah, I'm not hard to convince. There's a destroyer out there. If you want to call it Planet X, you can. If you want to call it Nibiru, Nemesis, all kind of names. Marshall Masters does a lot of good work involving, you know, and gives out a lot of warnings about this destroyer and its entourage and its presence in our solar system literally causes Earth changes.
Yes. Here's what has happened in the past. Plato records tell us that the sun rose in the west and set in the east. That can only be explained by a total polar shift, as in Isaiah chapter 24. The sun and stars once rose in the west and set in the east. I mean, in the rising and setting of the sun and other heavenly bodies, how in those times that used to set where they now rise and used to rise where they now set. At certain periods, the earth has its present circular motion, and at other periods, it revolves in a reverse direction. All of the changes which take place in the heavens, this reversal is the greatest and the most complete. Now, we got verification of this is coming in the very near future, folks. We don't, when you look at Charlie Victor and you look at all the wars, even a nuclear war, what is really coming that does humanity in totally are the changes of the Earth, Earth changes. And like Larry was just telling, it's a passing terrible red comet, according to the Book of the Colburn. goes by many names: Typhon, Frightener, Doomshape, the Destroyer, Aegis, Planet of the Crossing, Nemesis, Planet X. The Bible calls it the Great Red Dragon. And it's very, very interesting. Here's what the Hopi said. The world then teetered off balance, spun around crazily, rolled over twice. Mountains plunged into the seas, and the land was inundated. In a great shudder, the planet began rotating again. Now, I believe that a magnetic pole shift is going to precede the crustal or maybe total planet turnover. We're not sure whether it's just a crustal shift or not. It could be. It's the entire planet that just tips over, like Isaiah says. The world just tips over and rocks back and forth like a top. Yeah, if you've ever watched a spinning top slow down, it begins to wobble, and then it just collapses and rolls all around. That's what the book of Isaiah talks about, that it's like a drunken man staggers here and there, begins to wobble. You know, we have seen the wobble already. We have gotten numerous reports from housewives, for example, who know where the sun shines in their windows, and they have put their flowers there and whatnot. And all of a sudden, they began reporting, well, it's just not that way anymore. Everything has changed. I personally witnessed a half-hour difference between one sunset and a second sunset. Well, if you're not paying attention to this stuff, you don't realize it's actually going on. But the Inuit up in Alaska have repeatedly said everything is changing. They navigate by the stars, and because there's no landmarks, basically, for them. So they navigate by the moon, the sun, and the stars. Just like those out on the ocean do. You're not going to hear about any of this because we were, the people that are involved in it just deny it. Okay, here's another one. The scribes of Egypt maintained that four times the earth in its movements reversed itself so that the sun shifted. It rose where it formerly set and set where it formerly rose. Now, that has to be a total pole shift. This one, the Egyptians pride themselves on being the most ancient people in the world. In their authentic annuals, one may read that since they have been in existence, the course of the stars has changed four times, and that the sun has set twice in a part of the sky where it now rises together. So it's amazing. The planets altered their courses. The sky sank lower towards the earth. The sun and the moon and stars changed their motions. The earth fell to pieces, and the waters in its bosom, the deeps, rushed upwards with great violence that overflowed the earth. Ancient Chinese account. Heaven's pillars broke, and the bonds with earth were ruptured. Heaven loomed over to the northwest. Hence the sun, moon, and stars and planets were all shifted. The earth became empty. Isn't that interesting? Because we now know that these reports basically are true. And there was a book written, Adam and Eve, I believe was the title of it. And they immediately classified it because it spoke about all this. And they don't want people to know about this. They're trying to cover it all up. Here's an equation that's kind of interesting. The approaching destroyer and cosmic shockwaves equals escalation and solar changes equals earth changes equals mega disasters equals crop failures and famine, financial losses equals insurance failures equals mortgage failures equals economic collapse, and then wars, social chaos, and implosion. And we're pretty close to that, don't you think, Larry?
Yeah, it sounds like all the above right now.
Yeah, it does. Here's what Michael Scallion was told by government scientists. We, the scientific community, know that Earth changes are coming, but the consensus is that we can do nothing without upsetting the current delicate balance of the global economy. If we were to announce what we know publicly and admit that we don't know what to do, it would set off a worldwide panic that could be worse than keeping quiet and letting events unfold. And besides, there is always a chance that we and you are wrong, and maybe nothing will happen after all. So here's another one from scientist James McKinney, who's now very, very quiet. The fact is, he says, is that all government employees, especially those at NASA, are under strict gag orders not to tell the public of impending disaster to prevent public panic. Now, if you go on to the website for earthquakes, USGS site, as far as I know, there's nothing on La Palma. And I went on to one of those Earth 3D, where the globe is spinning around and it shows you where all the earthquakes are occurring and their magnitude. Nothing on La Palma. Nothing at all. It's like it doesn't exist. Now, why do you suppose that is, Larry? And why do you suppose that scientists like Stan Dale were actually cut off from data that he was using to predict, which they hate as well? What do you think?
Well, I think that probably to extinguish the truth, that was too dangerous. If Stan could predict where this is going, people would know, and they don't want anybody to know. They just want you to think it'll happen like they tell you it'll happen.
Yeah, okay. I know. Luke 21, 25 through 26, that there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars. Well, we've had all kinds of signs. I don't know how many more signs people need to know that his return is close at hand. But anyway, and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, with the sea and the waves roaring, and men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Now, folks, we've got an inbound, like Larry has told you. This is an inbound. It's real. The destroyer is mentioned in the scriptures. It's real. And it has an entourage, not only of planets, but it has an entourage of space debris, asteroids, probably even maybe miniature comets. We don't really know totally. You can't find its approach because it's infrared. They can only find it through infrared telescopes, which, by the way, they set up down in the Antarctic. Huge telescopes down there. And then the Catholic Church set up one on, they call it the Vatican Telescope. And according to Malachi Martin, who was a deep insider, who probably was murdered, was deeply interested, claimed they were deeply interested in some object that would be coming through the heavens and approaching Earth. He stated on several radio programs, we should watch the heavens, but he never elaborated beyond that. He was on Art Bell show for a while, as it's interesting. The destroyer has a cosmic dust cloud around it as well, full of space debris. Now, I want you to think about this. It's coming into our solar system, the whole mess. We've had that happen before. Ancient legend talks about the passage of these space bodies that are really close to Earth. And the ancients talk about Mars and war, basically, between the Earth and Mars. And as you know, Mars has two satellites, and their names are interesting, to say the least. Anyway, with all this space debris, you may have noticed that we have a whole lot more of these fireball reports coming in daily now, and that's going to keep getting worse. And Mike from around the world was just on, I believe, I can't think of his name right now. But anyway, he was on with Paul Begley. And very, very interesting of what he's talking about, and how this is real. And that's why I say Charlie Victor's not much. Wars are not much. What's going to do in humanity is the destroyer as it approaches. If you go to the Book of the Colburn, which you can get from Marshall Masters, I believe, he sells it. Very, very interesting remarks about the last passage of the destroyer, and they relate that to the Exodus out of Egypt. Well, there's going to come another Exodus. The world is now Egypt, and God has promised that we will escape if we are worthy to escape the hour of trial that is to come upon humanity. And when you're seeing all of these UFO reports all over the world now, huge numbers of UFO reports, and you're hearing the acclimation project gear up, getting everybody in the world ready for the arrival, all coming together, just as the Lord said it was. When you see all these things converge, know you, I, Jesus, am at the door. And this is where we are. He is already at the door. And it's just amazing what's going on. And here's a quote, another quote from James McKinney. Something that the Bible talked about 2,500 years ago. We are now looking into the future, no date given, at the possibility that another large object will arrive in our solar system, and we already know that many world governments have already taken major steps to prepare complex cave cities to protect a few elite people. They have stocked these for an eventual stay of 10 or 50 rather to 100 years, complete with food, medical supplies, and all other human requirements. They have kept this secret and are essentially leaving the public to fend for themselves. Most will die in these caves, however. I would say the vast majority of these people are going to die in these underground complexes. Now, if you're rolling your eyes, go on YouTube and type in truckers going underground roads. See what comes up. We have video now from truckers who have videotaped hundreds of miles of these underground tunnels. They knew about this a long time ago. It was called Alternative 3. They've known about this right along, but they don't care about you. Our American government does not care one whit about you. The politicians don't care one whit about you. They could care less if you are tortured or die or have to remain on the surface and watch the destroyer come in. No, they think that's a big joke because they're going to be safe, they think, in their underground cities, or on moon, or on Mars, or under the sea. But the Lord tells, and this is for all deep state listeners, you think you're going to survive. You're not. The Bible clearly says, I don't care where you go, the Lord says, I'm going to come get you. I'm going to destroy you. Here's what the Colburn Bible has to say. And this is what we're going to witness if we're still here. Probably not in the far distant future. It raged, speaking about the destroyer. It raged across the heavens in the days of wrath. That this was its likeness. It was a billowing cloud of smoke enwrapped in a ruddy glow, not distinguishable in joint or limb. Its mouth was an abyss from which came flame, smoke, and hot cinders. God caused a celestial dragon from out of the heavens to encompass the earth about. The seas were loosened from their cradles. They rose up, pouring across the land. The dragon was frightful to behold. It lashed its tail. It breathed out fire and hot coals, and a great catastrophe was inflicted upon mankind. The body of the dragon was cold, bright light, and beneath on the belly was a ruddy, hued glow, while behind it trailed a flowing tail of smoke. It spewed out cinders and hot stones, and its breath was foul and stenchful, poisoning the nostrils of men. The passage caused great thunderings and lightnings to rend the thick, darkened sky. All heaven and earth were made hot. The seas were loosened from their cradles and rose up, pouring across the land. There was an awful shrilling trumpeting, which overpowered even the howling of the unleashed winds. Do you see what's coming, folks? Do you know why Jesus Christ came here? Have you figured it out yet? Why he actually came here? Have you figured out what he really had to say? Or are you listening to the fake prophets out there, the fake teachers, and their fake salvation gospel? Jesus gave his life to save you, but he told you what you had to do to be saved, and that's all been negated. Nobody speaks about it anymore. It's been eradicated. They have redacted just about everything Jesus said about salvation. And I know most people don't believe it because I get emails from people. They don't believe it. Well, you're going to believe it. I guarantee 100% everybody on this planet is going to believe that Jesus Christ was exactly who he said he was. And the only reason people don't believe it is because they will not do what Jesus commanded everyone to do, with no exceptions. Either you do it or you die in your sins. It's called the straight gate and the narrow way. And he died to save you from a horrific fate. Do not mock the grace of God, because you will regret it for an eternity if you do. Anyway, Larry, final word.
Yeah, and we can talk about it on another show. I've got in my disorganized library, I have an original copy of the 1932 When Worlds Collide, and that is an incredible movie, and as you were reading from the Colburn, it reminded me of that book and that movie.
Yes. I think they knew even way, way back then when they made that. They knew this was going to happen. They've known about it for a long time. We can get back into the book of the Colburn on another show. But, folks, this is really what's coming. And don't let anybody tell you it's not. The governments are not going to tell you anything. They're going to hide it all. You have to prepare on your own. And the only preparing really that makes any difference is getting under the wings of the Lord Jesus Christ in true salvation, which most people don't have. But anyway, that's not me. That's what the Bible says. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on, and thanks everybody for listening. Take care. Heads up. Get under the wings of the Lord. He promises you he will take care of you. Good night.